From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The UN Security Council meets Friday to consider its response to Libya's crackdown on demonstrators. Diplomats say that no options are being ruled out. NPR's Michelle Norris was speaking with one of the protesters at a square in Zawiya when government forces today moved in and gunfire erupted.
Right now, I'd say at least 2,000 to 3,000. Something's happening now.
What just happened? We heard that. What just happened?
Something's happening now. They are going to one corner, where the opposition are coming through. Right now, something is happening. You hear this much? Something's happening right now. Are you still with me, man?
I'm here. Are you in a safe place right now? Are you in a safe place?
Well, I'm in the square, man, just like everybody else. A lot of people run to the rooftops and hiding behind trees and buildings, but most of them still in the square.
NPR's Michelle Norris with a protester described only as a 58-year-old businessman called Muhammad. He did survive that conflict. Foreign mercenaries and Libyan militia loyal to Muammar Gaddafi are attacking cities near the capital, Tripoli. Gaddafi is blaming the uprising on Osama bin Laden and says the protesters are being energized by hallucinogenic drugs. The Boeing company is getting a huge and highly prized contract to build its new aerial refueling tanker. NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle says Boeing beat out a rival bid from EADS, the European parent of Airbus.
The contract, worth more than $30 billion, is a major win for Boeing and workers in Washington State and Wichita, Kansas, where the tanker will be built. Tens of thousands of direct and indirect jobs are likely to be created. The announcement caps a decade-long battle for the aerial gas station contract, a saga marked by scandal, impropriety, legislative intervention, along with extraordinary lobbying efforts by Boeing, EADS, and their political allies. EADS had planned to assemble its tanker in Alabama. Addressing reporters late Thursday afternoon, Deputy Defense Secretary William Lynn said Boeing was the clear winner in the competition. EADS now has 10 days in which to file a formal protest. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
NASA officials say Space Shuttle Discovery could reach the International Space Station on Saturday. Tens of thousands gathered in and around Cape Canaveral today to watch Discovery's final launch. The shuttle is carrying supplies and the first humanoid robot in space. After returning from its mission, Discovery will be the first of three shuttles to be decommissioned this year. This is NPR News. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand, has reached 113. Authorities are still trying to account for more than 200 others reported missing, many of them students. They say fears that a 26-story hotel will collapse have eased. That's allowing rescuers to enter other structures in the area. Houston fire officials are trying to figure out what caused a blaze that killed three preschoolers and injured four others at a daycare facility. Houston Public Radio's Lori Johnson says authorities also want to know if the facility was in compliance with local ordinances.
The daycare was housed inside a private home. Firefighters had to cut open the roof to let out smoke before they could enter the building. They found two injured children outside the house and five more inside. The children ranged in age from 18 months to 3 years. Houston Assistant Fire Chief Rick Flanagan says this kind of emergency is especially hard on the firefighters who respond.
The biggest thing that we're looking at right now is that there's a significant impact to the community, a significant impact to the firefighters that work in environments like this.
Investigators are questioning the daycare owner, who was believed to be the only adult on the scene when the fire broke out. For NPR News, I'm Laurie Johnson in Houston.
The Republican leader of the Indiana House says the chamber will remain closed until Monday. Indiana Republicans and Democrats are at a stalemate over labor and education bills. House Democrats are boycotting the legislature to prevent a vote on the measures. Meantime, Wisconsin state troopers were dispatched to the homes of Democratic senators, boycotting the state Senate there in protest over the governor's austerity package. Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street. The Dow lost 37 points. The Nasdaq gained 14. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.